Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Tuesday, February 16th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960 at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, several vehicle crashes occurred yesterday. We at Hardy Midday and Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw want to remind all motorists to stay cautious and attentive at all times while operating your vehicle. Around 1:35 p.m. yesterday, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Emergency Communications Center received 911 calls about a single vehicle crash on County Road 548 East, just east of Lakeland Highlands Road in Lakeland, involving a 2003 red Toyota Tundra pickup truck that was pulling a dual-axle flatbed utility trailer. According to the evidence and witness statement, 63-year-old Michael Krause of Lakeland was pulling the trailer loaded with sod eastbound to County Road 548 when the trailer began to swing violently from side to side, pulling the truck sideways. The truck flipped onto the driver's side, partially ejecting and significantly injuring a backseat passenger, Krause's grandson, 8-year-old Tripp Butler. The other occupants of the truck, Krause's wife, 63-year-old Loretta, and his other grandson, 13-year-old Patrick Bolins, all of Lakeland, were not seriously injured. No other vehicles were involved. The roadway was closed for approximately 4 hours during the investigation, which is ongoing. Tripp Butler was taken to Lakeland Regional Health and then later flown to Tampa General Hospital. He succumbed to his injuries late last evening, and he attended Highlands Grove Elementary School. And around 7:40 p.m. yesterday, the Polk County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash on Cypress Gardens Boulevard, just west of Carlton Arms Boulevard in Winter Haven, during which a pedestrian was struck. 63-year-old Robert Koopstas of Lake Wales, the driver of a blue Toyota Sienna, was stopped in the eastbound lane of Cypress Gardens Boulevard when it was struck by a 2007 white Lincoln sedan being driven eastbound by 24-year-old Darian Jesse of Winter Haven. It is unknown why the Toyota was stopped in the first place. After that collision, both drivers got out of their vehicles to assess the damage. As Koopsta stood in the middle of the lane looking at both vehicles, he was struck by a 2014 gray Nissan Rogue being driven eastbound by 27-year-old Candace Strawn of Winter Haven. Jesse was not at the scene at the time. He had exited his Lincoln and walked to a nearby store to call law enforcement about the crash. Koopstas was taken to Lakeland Regional Health, where he succumbed to his injuries. The roadway was closed for approximately 4 hours during the investigation, which is ongoing. Your local events here in Hardy County. The Hardy County Fair is here, and you can visit their midway and enjoy carnival rides, fair food, and prize games. They'll also have lots of pageants and shows throughout the week. Today, the gates in Midway will be open from 5 to 10 p.m. Coming up later today, the Swine Show will begin at 5 p.m., the Breeding and Heifer Show at 7 p.m., and the Junior Miss Hardy County pageant will start at 7:30 p.m., all at the Cattlemen's Arena. Your jobs here in Hardy County, ACASA Senior Care is looking for a caregiver personal assistant. A driver's license is required and Spanish fluency plus 1 year of caregiving experience are preferred. Central Florida Pediatrics is looking for a medical office receptionist. Spanish fluency is required and a high school diploma or GED and 3 years of medical office experience preferred. And ACS is looking for a case manager and support coordinator, a bachelor's degree degree in a relevant field and a past background check are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and reduce the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 69 degrees out, feels like 67. Cloudy, 17% chance of rain. Air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 1, low. Winds west-northwest at 10 miles an hour with gust up to 15. Humidity is slightly humid, 71%. Dew point 59 degrees Fahrenheit, the cloud cover 95%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 2,600 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 10:07 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms early this morning, then partly sunny late this morning and afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s with north winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southeast in the afternoon with a 50% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s with southeast winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. After a seesaw year for many crops and commodities, the economic outlook for several key California crops includes moderate improvements this year. An analyst for Rabobank says market's prospects for processing tomatoes looks generally positive and predicts modest increases in rice and almond prices. Pandemic-related swings in demand disrupted markets last year, and uncertainties linger about domestic and international demand. Syngenta Seeds has partnered with University of Arkansas Resiliency Center to publish new research highlighting the potential of beef producers to reduce their environmental footprint by using Syngenta Seeds Enogen corn. Agriculture.com reports the life cycle assessment is based on studies conducted at the University of Nebraska and Kansas State University, which identified feed efficiency gains around 5%. Researchers say this can lead to reduced emissions and less consumption of natural resources while helping farmers maximize operations. The International Trade Commission has decided that blueberry imports are not posing a substantial cause of serious injury or the threat of serious injury to domestic blueberry growers. According to thepacker.com, the ITC says Thursday's determination was made in the context of an investigation initiated in September at the request of the U.S. Trade Representative. Following the 5-0 vote, the ITC says the investigation will end and there will be no remedy recommended to the president.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue. We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Most of the United States is feeling the impact of Winter Storm Uri, as below-freezing temperatures and snow flurries sweep across the country. Places like northern Minnesota experienced temperatures as low as negative 35 degrees. Texas saw temperatures around 10 degrees, or even lower, and snowfall across most of the state, even in cities like Austin and San Antonio. The Dallas-Fort Worth airport saw around 3 inches of snow, and so far, the storm has only had to cancel about 5,600 flights as of Monday morning. As for the southeast, heavy rain and wind with several tornado watches have been in effect, but northern Georgia and Alabama will see temperatures below 30 degrees later this week, with Florida remaining around a slightly warmer 35 degrees. This quick cold front has led to many farmers and ranchers scrambling to protect crops and livestock that normally don't experience extreme weather like we're seeing. Some farmers in South Texas, for example, are hoping not to lose entire crops due to the unexpected freezing temperatures. Weather forecasts predict colder weather for the rest of this week, with hopefully warmer conditions coming around late next week or the week after that. But here's to hoping those snow flurries quickly pass by and we can have a warmer February, even though the hedgehog definitely did see his shadow a few weeks ago.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Bob Agnew. Struggling luxury car brand Jaguar will be fully electric by 2025. The British company on Monday outlined a plan to phase out internal combustion engines. Meanwhile, as Rich Thomason reports, automakers are rolling out more new electric vehicles, the industry responding to stricter pollution controls.
The latest offering is a Chevy Bolt compact SUV. It comes with an estimated range of 250 miles per charge, a starting price of just under $34,000. The Bolt electric utility vehicle will go on sale early this summer, starting with a small number of early versions. That will bring the total number of EVs on sale in the U.S. to at least 23. Rich Thomason reporting.
A sign-up window opened on Monday for government insurance markets and runs through May 15th in most U.S. states. It's available for those who don't have coverage through their work and is part of the Affordable Care Act. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Two scheduled games of top 25 teams in basketball for yesterday, but second-ranked Baylor at 14th-ranked West Virginia was postponed. The other game, MJ Walker scored 17 points, and 16th-ranked Florida State built a big first-half lead, beating 7th-ranked Virginia 81-60 in a showdown between the top two teams in the Atlantic Coast Conference. The Big 12 Conference altered three men's basketball games on its schedule this week because of extreme winter weather in the Great Plains region that created travel issues. Gonzaga and Baylor lead an unchanged quartet atop the men's college basketball poll this week, while Kansas returned to the rankings at number 23. The Bulldogs and Bears have been 1-2 in all 13 polls this season. Michigan, Ohio State, and Illinois round out your top five in the top 25 men's college basketball. This is SRN Sports. In NBA news, Pistons say Blake Griffin will be out of the lineup while he and the organization work out a resolution on his future, which is a pretty good sign the star forward's days with the team could be numbered. Forward Anthony Davis's injured Achilles tendon is not ruptured, and he'll be reevaluated when the Lakers return from their road trip. And the Phoenix Suns assigned 20-year-old rookie forward Jalen Smith to the NBA's G League. Parties may be part of the NBA All-Star weekend next month. They just won't include NBA All-Stars. The league informed teams on Monday that players taking part in All-Star weekend in Atlanta will largely have to remain in their hotels when not at the arena. And all players and coaches, whether part of All-Star events or not, will have to continue getting tested daily for COVID-19. Both the NBA and the National Basketball Players Association agreed on the rules. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, take my advice. I'm not using it. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.